In the 50s, there was a lady they called Little Egypt. Believe it or not, she took our song, and we made very famous in that era. And every time I passed by a club in Washington, D.C., she was on with this particular tune, Little Egypt. Little man, big voice.
Do that again.
What you say?
Oh man, close encounter.
He's showing out. That's what he's doing. Just show, you know the word show out. Yeah.
Wait till I drink my water.
Oh shucks.
Go.
I went and bought myself a ticket and sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtains up, and when they turned the spotlight way down low, our little Egypt came on strutting, wearing nothing but Texas on a toe. She let her hair down and did the hoochie-coochie real slow. When she did that special number on the zebra skin, I thought she stopped the show. Singing, and when she hit the ground, she winked at the audience, and then she turned around. She got a picture of a cowboy tattooed on her spine, saying Phoenix, Arizona, 1949. Now let me tell you people, little Egypt doesn't dance there anymore, 'cause she's too busy mopping and taking care of shopping at the store. We got seven kids and all day long they crawl around the floor, singing,
ladies and gentlemen.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
In New York, ladies and gentlemen, there's a show going on up there I think it's still on now, isn't it, Ronnie?
No, it's look, on.
Yeah. There was a big hit up there called Smokey Joe's Cafe. I want you to know I was responsible for that show in a bit, in a little way, by singing lead singer, being the lead singer with it. So I want you to hear it now, a little thing called Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Charlie Brown, we don't sing that no more.
Don't lie. That's coming up.